that that is true. If that be true, can you imagine the power in changing our country, in restoring hope in our country, in building and returning and restoring righteousness in our country, if each one of those was discipling one other by faith in the next 12 weeks?
Yeah. It's one by one, a huge army of people,
mm-hmm.
loving and caring and discipling.
Yeah. A few years ago, Ralph, I wrote a book called Renewing the Soul of America, One Person at a Time, beginning with you. And we've got to get away from this program-itis thinking that we're going to solve these problems in big, glorified kind of organizational events. It's not going to happen that way. That's not how Jesus did it. That's not how he calls us to do it. And I have full confidence in the Jesus method and in the Holy Spirit to watch over his word to perform it if we will just step out by faith to do it.
That's right. And it's an adventure.
It is.
Yeah.
Take
you
a moment and pray
Jesus
for
and
us.
And then bring somebody along with you.
Ralph, take a moment and pray for us for some courage and faith to step out and do it.
Yeah. Father, I thank you for each person listening today. I pray that you would speak to their hearts, that you'd encourage them. Some of them are discouraged, Lord, and don't really know how to do something. And I pray that you would encourage them and help them to take steps of faith. I pray, oh Lord, that you would reach some of these folks who have just become a Christian and help them learn how to walk with you. I pray that you'd take the listeners who want to be ministers and put in their heart to help somebody else that they know about. Bless them today, I pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I agree with that. Ralph, one more time, give us that website, will you please?
JesusWalk.com/beginning.
All right, JesusWalk.com/beginning. And we make available his book, Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey, Discipleship and Spiritual Formation. Your gift of $11 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands, plus $4 postage and handling. And also the two DVD series, $50. It goes hand in hand with the book, Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey. And we want to help you to help others, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Whatever happened to trust and obey? I wonder if that has anything to do with discipleship. Well, again, thank you for joining us. A big thank you to Ralph Wilson for his labors on behalf of the body of Christ. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, the just shall walk by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone as we continue his discussion of the fearful creation. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God. There is an effort to destroy our belief in the Bible and the validity of the Bible. And it really begins in school. The purpose of education today is not for education, it's for indoctrination. And if you have children or grandchildren, we have a wonderful educational program at the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. You don't have to put a lot of work into it. Dr. Robinson educated all of his 6 children with this, and he was busy doing his science. The child really does most of the work. You have to only really have an essay written once a week so you can see the advancement of their spelling and structure of their sentences. But basically, you need to get your child out of government schools because their purpose is to destroy their belief in God, destroy their faith in God. And, of course, the bulwark of that is this whole lie of evolution. Oh, dinosaurs died out 50 million years ago. The world has been here billions and billions of years. And, 6 billion years ago or 2 billion years ago, the Big Bang. Who was here then? Who saw that? Is there any way to document it happened? Is there any written history from that time? No. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all make-believe. In fact, I had a very interesting conversation with our good friend John Lefter today, and we both interviewed Stephen Meyer, and Stephen has written a book on Sydney Intelligent Design. And pointing out that there's just no way that you can explain the makeup, the DNA structure, without realizing that there is a God, there is a designer. Somebody had to design it. There are all sorts of things that we see, and it's computers today, computer programs. There is a computer program in the DNA. And what Stephen Meyer was saying is that a lot of people within the evolution group, people who've always supported revolution, chairman of the Department of Universities on Evolution, are beginning to doubt it. They're calling and saying, what are we going to do? How can we get out of the mess we're in? We intelligently realize, of course, there has to be intelligent design. Well, that, of course, is what we're going to be talking about. Not intelligent design, but this whole myth of dinosaurs having died out long ago. Not that dinosaurs aren't real. The dinosaurs were real, but they lived conjunction with mankind. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Will you just go ahead and pick up the story?
Well, again, the issue, you mentioned intelligent design. Always reminds me of my favorite cartoon when it comes to evolution and how illogical it actually is. And it's if you could picture a guy who's in a laboratory wearing a lab coat and he's got his safety goggles on, and he's in with a bunch of tubes and flasks, and he's mixing and mashing things or whatever. And the caption underneath is basically, I'm going to prove with my intelligence that it doesn't take intelligence to create life.
Right.
and really, that's the whole premise. It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is completely unintelligent. It's just wild. And when you start to begin to do the research, you realize that, folks, it's funny in the beginning because you're going, you got to be kidding me. This is ludicrous. You look at something like the geologic column, which they use for their dating methods to give them these millions and billions of years, even dating dinosaur fossils and stuff like that. And then you ask them, you go, well, how do you know how old this fossil is? They said, well, we found it in this layer of dirt, so therefore it's 400 million years old. And then you ask them, well, how do you know that layer of dirt was 400 million years old? They said, well, by the fossil that we found in it. It's like, what? That's circular reasoning. You know the layer of the dirt by the fossil you find in it, but you know the fossil by the layer of the dirt. It's like ridiculous. And you expose these things, and it's just crazy, folks.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Pastor Billy, go right ahead, and it is crazy, and we have to begin to point out the ridiculousness of it. It doesn't matter if you've got all sorts of PhDs and articles that you've written about evolution. It is a fraud. It always has been a fraud. Intelligent design has proven it's a fraud. There has to be, if there's intelligent design, there has to be a designer. And there's no way, of course, that human life and the magnificent bodies we possess could have just happened just by accident. So you pick up the story, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, it's like a classic. I liken the whole thing to, the classic story, The Emperor with No Clothes. And once you begin to realize what's going on, folks, there's nothing to hold this thing up. It's ridiculous. The only thing that's holding it up is the educational system, which is under their control, the universities, the media. And on it goes. And it's the classic axiom that we've talked about many times, Dr. Monteith. The only reason why people believe, by and large, evolution is because they've had the power to just keep repeating it, the lie, loud enough, long enough, and often enough until people believe it. They don't know otherwise. And frankly, some teachers, a lot of people that we run into, is like teachers, they're like, wow, I had no idea. I didn't realize this. So it just goes on and on and on. And again, folks, it answers a lot of questions of why we see what's going on today. Because it's not just like a battle of worldviews, and I stress this all the time. But folks, you need to understand, what is the fruit of this lie of evolution that there is no God? Okay? Well, think about it, folks. If there is no God, that means there is no hope. That means there is no meaning to life. And you wonder why our world is so hopeless. You teach kids from preschool on up in the educational system that they came from an ape. Then they grow up, and why are we shocked when they act like an ape? You teach all of our society over and over again, every arena that they go into, that there is no God. Why are we shocked, folks, when our whole society has become so ungodly? Okay, and again, what they do, Dr. Monteith, as we've talked about, is they start. It's not just that it's a lie, but they start the lie with kids and with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs is a huge tool that they use to propagate this lie of evolution. And believe it or not, when you start looking at the facts of dinosaurs and what's really going on, it actually, not so surprisingly, backs up the biblical account. Because life came here from God, God is real, and dinosaurs were real, and they really did come from God. Okay, but they start with that. And they just mock at anything with dripping sarcasm. You Christians, you're so lame. God didn't create the dinosaurs, and he certainly didn't create with man a few thousand years ago. Nobody's ever seen a dinosaur, and they just repeat that lie. They start with preschool books. You open the first page millions of years ago, and then the next line is, nobody's ever seen a dinosaur. Really? Well, folks, what we show you on this study, we take you step by step with the actual footage, archaeological evidence, scientific evidence, actual video footage, in many cases.
Hold that thought, and I will tell you that it's fascinating, a fascinating study. We've really enjoyed it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor Billy Crone. We're talking about his video series, DVD series, Fearful Creation. And, of course, the thing is that there are all these people out there who said, why, of course, everybody knows the dinosaurs died out 50 million years ago, and but who was there to observe it? I mean, certainly science has to be based upon observation. How can you prove it happened 50 million years ago? And yet what Pastor Pelley brings out so well in this beautifully done video series, The Fearful Creation, is that all the evidence showed that dinosaurs existed at the same time that man existed. And if that's true, then man must be 50 million years old, but even our evolutionists don't believe that. So then, of course, how do they explain dinosaurs and men living together? And you pick up the story and explain it, Pastor.
Well, that's just it, Dr. Monteith. It's not just an idea. That's actually what we find in the archaeological record. And we demonstrate this. Folks, you'll see with your own eyes, human remains mixed right alongside with dinosaur remains. How do you explain that one? That right there, that one find, and they're finding them all over the world, folks. They're trying their best to keep them from the public, but people are faithfully getting this information out, and we share it with you. That right there blows the whole evolution out of the water. How do you explain dinosaurs and humans coexisting? That's not what evolution teaches. Okay, you got a problem there, okay? And you can sit there and come out, well, that's an anomaly. I don't care what you call it, that's a problem. It's time to get a new theory. Yours is messed up, okay? We demonstrate human tracks right alongside with dinosaur tracks, stepping inside of dinosaur tracks, crisscrossing with dinosaur tracks. How do you explain that one? And then we demonstrate, just like the Bible says, that one thing that we do agree with the evolutionists is that there was a sudden disappearance, by and large, of the dinosaurs, okay? And it, when you look at the facts, it was a worldwide flood. Gee willikers, they look everything. They look at the edge of the solar system and all. It's a comet. It's a meteor. They turned into chickens. No, it was back problems. No, they ate some drug plant that made them stupid. Well, that's an actual theory. You believe in anything and everything but that it was a worldwide flood, even though we find geological evidence of a worldwide flood all over the Earth that caused their sudden disappearance of most of them, okay? And then, just like you'd expect, if there was a recent worldwide flood, this also is the only explanation for things like this, which we also show you. Fresh dinosaur bodies, fresh dinosaur tissue, fresh dinosaur blood cells. How do you explain that one? If they supposedly died out 65, 70 million years ago, what are we still doing with their fresh remains? Well, a great logical, common sense reason is, well, if there was a recent worldwide flood, like the Bible says, then you would expect to find some recent remains of, yes, even dinosaurs. And that's exactly what we find. And then people, they'll track with you, usually, Dr. Monteith, on that point, and they'll go, wait a second. Okay, but speaking of that flood thing, the Bible says that there's this guy, Noah, and he took two of every kind of air-breathing land animal with him on that. And so does that mean that dinosaurs went on there too, if that's true? Yeah, it does. And we demonstrate clearly, if you just do the math and read the biblical account, there was plenty enough size with room to spare if you do the math, folks. Okay, don't scoff. Just look at it, even if you want to believe in it, in the Bible at this point. Okay, just look at what it says, and you'll see it's completely logical. There's plenty enough size. There's plenty enough space to carry two of every kind, not species, kind of air-breathing land animal on the planet. And then you go, well, wait a second. If they got on the ark, then that means they got off the ark. Okay? And I got a problem. I don't see this whole world flooded with a bunch of dinosaurs. I mean, I see a lot of animals. I see man was repopulated, you know, but where's the dinosaurs? Well, as we saw logically, you're not going to have as big a population as you had before because of the changes in climate brought on by the flood. There's a change of their food supply. It wasn't a lush environment that they had prior to the flood. And probably the biggest culprit, folks, was the change of relationship with man. The Bible, it's very interesting, Dr. Monteith, right after the flood, for the first time in the biblical account, the history of mankind, we see that prior to the flood, man and animals were vegetarian. But right after the flood, you had the command that it's okay for man now to go ahead and eat meat. All right, so think about it logically. You get off the ark, you start repopulation, the animals start growing back, including the dinosaurs. Hey, there's a lot of meat on one of those critters. And you could feed a whole village for a while on, you know, on a big dinosaur, okay? But you might be thinking, hey, wait a second. You know, that's just crazy. I mean, you mean to tell me now that man was hunting dinosaurs for centuries after they got the ark? Give me a break. Well, folks, again, it makes perfect sense if you just read the Bible. In fact, if you just read the Bible, even if you want to start scoffing at it, just read it, okay? Everything about our history that evolution is trying to cover up all of a sudden makes sense, okay? And the reason why that you don't necessarily say, well, I don't see, you know, recorded in man's history since the time of the flood, a whole bunch of accounts of dinosaurs. Well, you're right, because of the word dinosaur. The word dinosaur had not been invented yet. The word dinosaur did not happen until about 1841 by a guy named Sir Richard Owens, okay? But back then, they did record them in history. They didn't call them dinosaurs. That word wasn't around yet. But they called them dragons, okay? And when you see dragons, folks, in man's history after the flood, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about dinosaurs. And you can discover the facts for yourself. They're all over the planet, okay? And what's interesting, folks, is when you take a look at it, it starts to explain why you hear about dragons, okay, not just in this section of the world, not just in this you know, far eastern country with all this mythology, but virtually every single culture on the planet talks about the existence of dragons, okay? But once again, Dr. Monteith, this is the problem. Here comes the live evolution in, and it brainwashes people into thinking that any talk of this dragon stuff is purely mythological. There's no way these things were real, let alone that these were actually dinosaurs that got off the ark. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, and again, here's their tactic. Okay, they're not saying like, okay, I strongly disagree with that, but I'm going to be an accurate, true scientist. I'm going to begin to investigate the facts. No, man, that's not what they do. They teach people to scoff, okay? And what's interesting, folks, is even in recent history, the word dragon used to be defined in the dictionary as, quote, a very rare, though still living animal. And even the World Book Encyclopedia used to carry this definition of dragons, quote, the dragons of legend are strangely like actual creatures that have lived in the past. They are much like the great reptiles that inhabited the earth, i.e. dinosaurs. Dragons were generally evil and destructive. Every country had them in its mythology. That's from the World Book Encyclopedia. I'll repeat that again for emphasis. Every country had them in its mythology. All right, now stop and think about that logically. Why is it that every country mentions dragons in their mythology? Why? Why dragons? Why doesn't, what does every country on the planet talk about giant hamsters or huge mega frogs roaming the earth, terrorizing people, and they're attacking them? Why is it dragons? Why does every country talk about dragons? That's the logical question, okay? And so that's what we deal with on this study. Once again, are dragons really mythological beings that don't exist, or is that what they used to call biblical dinosaurs that got off the ark with Noah? They've been here the whole time. And the first proof that we have that, Dr. Monteith, is the biblical proof, okay? The word dragon, folks, isn't just mentioned, okay, throughout man's history in various cultures around the planet. They're even mentioned in the Bible, okay? And as we saw before, this is interesting. You know, just like you'd expect to find if God really did create the dinosaurs with man not that long ago, then the Bible would mention them, right? Well, again, the Bible doesn't record the word dinosaur because the Bible was already established before that word came into being. But the Bible does mention dinosaurs. We already saw four different kinds, behemoth, leviathan, wild ox, flying serpent. You look at the context there, and it's clearly speaking of a dinosaur. Clearly, behemoth alone. It says he has a tail that sways like a cedar tree. As soon as I just said that, what came to your mind? Oh, a brachiosaurus, something along that line. Exactly right. The Bible mentions him. But it's the same thing with this with dragon. The Bible mentions the word dragon. It's the Hebrew word tanim, and it's actually used about 30 different times. Not once, not twice, not three, 30 different times in the Old Testament. Okay, and here's what's interesting. Just like with the word behemoth, just like with leviathan, in most cases you could substitute the word dragon there, or tanim, you substitute it with the word dinosaur, and it fits perfectly with the context. That's exactly what you're dealing with. Okay, so it's mentioned right there in the Bible, folks. If you don't do what evolution teaches you to do, which frankly is not good science, and that is to scoff before you investigate the facts. Okay, but that's not all. Again, if you don't want to give any credence to the biblical account at this point, okay, we take you through just logic, common sense, folks. Okay, and we take you through a comparison proof. Okay, we call it the comparison proof. Okay, and what's interesting, if you do the homework, don't scoff, just do the homework, take a look at it, you know, everybody likes detective shows nowadays, be a detective, okay, be a CSI guy, whatever, okay, and when you do a side-by-side comparison of dinosaurs, their characteristics, and dragons, what's recorded in history post-flood, hey, folks, you're going to clearly see, you're talking about one and the same creature, they're just called by a different name, okay, for instance, how about the size comparison? Okay. First of all, not all dragons that are mentioned throughout history are described as being what you see in cartoons, hello, as these big, giant, large, giant, horrible, terrifying creatures. Okay. Some of them actually described in history, on the cultures around the whole planet, were described, folks, as being very small. Okay. At different sizes. Okay. And what's interesting, folks, is that's what you see in dinosaurs. Not all dinosaurs were large, horrible, giant, terrifying creatures like the Tyrannosaurus Rex or the Brachiosaurus, etc. Okay, some of them were very small. Some of them the size of a cat. Some of them like a chicken. You know, okay. In fact, the average size of a dinosaur was only the size of a sheep. Okay, straight across the board. Okay, and so the point is this. Well, wait a second. If dragons varied in size according to the historical accounts, just like dinosaurs, hey, then maybe we're talking about one and the same creature. But that's not all. How about the flying comparison? Other accounts mention how not all dragons could fly. Okay, that's, again, not what you see on cartoons. But when they're recorded, not all of them could fly. Not all of them even had wings, okay? Some of them were actually just wingless creatures. And, again, this fits the descriptions of dinosaurs. Some of them could fly, absolutely, like the pteranodon, the pterodactyl, okay? But most of them could not. Either way, it fits the description of the dinosaurs. It's starting to stack up. Probably the big one that people think of when they think dragons is the fire-breathing dragon, okay? But, and again, that's another misconception. Not all the records throughout man's history that are mentioned of dragons, not all of them breathed out fire, okay? However, it is interesting when you start to look at some of the accounts, we can see that that actually is a physiological ability that animals could have today. So it's really not that mythological at all. And here in a little bit, Dr. Monteith will share just an example of one of those creatures that can actually do that today. It's not really that far-fetched.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crowe. But ladies and gentlemen, dragons? Nobody ever asked what a dragon is. You know, the Chinese have their dragon dance. They had dragons in China. That's part of their culture. Hey, could that be dinosaurs? Absolutely. But nobody's ever going to tell you these things. Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Monteith, you mentioned the Chinese, and if you look at if you know the Chinese culture, the history, even up to today, you notice that a big part of their culture is the dragon.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
11 animals that everybody knows, and then they had the 12th one was a dragon. Why would they have 11 animals that exist and one that didn't exist? Because the dragon existed in China many years ago, thousands of years ago. But go ahead, pick up the story, Pastor.
Well, and again, even this issue with the fire-breathing dragon, it's not really that wild of an idea, because we see a creature alive today that can do just that. Okay. And when we share the actual video, you could see this creature with your own eye doing what I'm just about to describe, okay? And again, once you start talking about that, people say, man, you've lost me now, man. You've gone way too far, okay? Well, and again, as one guy says, he says, how many guys have ever heard of the bombardier beetle? He said it's a little beetle. It's about 3/4 of an inch long, okay? He said it's an amazing little guy. He says don't try to catch one. It's going to hurt you, and you'll understand why here in just a second. He said, it turns out that this guy was designed with two little chambers near his rear end, and he's got a third one in there as well. And one of the chambers, it just happens to contain 28% hydrogen peroxide. The other one contains an amount of hydroquinone. And he says, when something comes up to attack him, he injects those two chemicals together in those two chambers into the third chamber. And when he injects them in there, a chemical reaction takes place, and an explosion happens, and fire and smoke shoot out the bugs back in, okay? He says, now think about that. I mean, this is an actual bug today, okay? He says, but there's a problem. Here you are, a bug, 3/4 of an inch long. Something attacks you, and you cause this explosion. Boom. He says, that means that bug has rocket power. So you're thinking, like, man, he's going to shoot off in the opposite direction, choom, just like a rocket. And he says, but that's not at all what happens. The bug actually stays in place. He says, it's absolutely amazing how God designed this little bug. Okay, and see when this bug shoots it's literally like rocket fuel is what's going on there with the chemicals. When he shoots it out, it shoots out like a cannon, and he can aim the cannon. And when he shoots it in a series of explosions so fast that you can't even see it with the naked eye. Okay, it literally shoots out like rapid fire machine gun. That's why he doesn't go shooting off in the other deal. He could stay there on his hind legs or on his little legs there, and he stays in one spot while he blows the attacker away. It's a fire shooting bug. Go on the internet, check it out. Bombardier beetle. Okay, and so he brings out the logical question: is it really crazy to think of a fire breathing dragon? He said, if God could design a defensive mechanism in a little bombardier beetle that shoots fire and smoke, couldn't he have done that with a dragon / dinosaur? And he says, in fact, if you're familiar with the hadrosaur dinosaur, he said, listen to this. Talk about chambers. He said, the hadrosaur dinosaur has got these big, long, bony crests. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. Okay, he says, it turns out he's got some chambers in his head. He's got two chambers in the one section, and he's got also a third chamber, just like the bombardier beetle's got the three chambers. He said, I just wonder if those two chambers in that bony piece didn't contain two certain chemicals, like the bombardier beetle, so that when something attacked him, it got combined into the third chamber, and whew, you had a fire-breathing dragon/dinosaur. Folks, it makes perfect logical sense. We're not making this up. This isn't some whacked-out mythological thing. These are actual creatures that we see still alive today. Is it really that far-fetched? Okay, but that's not all. How about the cave comparison between dinosaurs and dragons? I'm telling you, you're talking about one and the same creature. They just called them by a different name. They've always been here, folks. Evolution is lying again. Okay, and people say they assume that all quote dragons lived in caves, but that's not what we find. If you look throughout the historical accounts. In the planet, folks, in man's history, the post-flood, they reveal that some dragons lived in the forest. Some lived in the sea. They didn't all live in caves, okay? And you look at dinosaurs, that's the exact same thing. They lived in different areas as well. Even the herd comparison. Other historical accounts show that some of the dragons were lone hunters, okay? Some of them roamed in herds, okay? And that's the exact same thing that you see with dinosaurs. Some of them were lone hunters all by themselves. Yeah, but a lot of the dinosaurs, in fact, we find the remains, huge mega amounts of the remains, squished at the time of the flood, rapid burial, it would prove for the worldwide flood, that they roamed in herds. Whole herds of them are found completely buried in mud. Okay. Then there's the egg comparison. This is funny, Dr. Montes. It's like, give me a break. What are the odds of this? Dragons, of all things, are said to have laid eggs. Right? That's common knowledge, okay? Well, guess what? It just so happens dinosaurs did the same thing. Paleontologists, folks, have found all over the world numerous dinosaur eggs and egg nesting sites all over the world. And that's exactly what's mentioned with dragons. And, folks, I don't know about you, but you start stacking up, look at the evidence, okay, and being honest with it, it reminds me of the saying, if it walks like a duck, acts like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Hello. And so if you compare dinosaurs and dragons, and you see that dragons were walking like dinosaurs, acting like dinosaurs, looking like dinosaurs, and even laying eggs like a dinosaur, I think we're dealing with the dinosaur, folks. They're one and the same thing.
Okay, we'll hold that thought up. Yes, this evening is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're certainly getting into the background of the fact that this whole idea of evolution is simply a lie. Well, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, it just continues on, folks. We just, again, ask the logical questions and show you the proof just so you can make up your own mind. And we not only show you the biblical proof that dragons were actually dinosaurs, it's very clear. We not only show you the comparison proof. When you take a look at the characteristics of dragons and dinosaurs, you're clearly talking about one and the same creature, but we also give you the historical proof, okay? Because you might be thinking, and I used to be one of these people, folks. I totally understand. You might think, oh, hey, that's nice and neat. Okay, yeah. So the Bible mentions the dragons, okay? And yeah, okay, that's kind of interesting. You piqued my interest there. If you do a comparison between dragons and dinosaurs, yeah, they do sound like you're dealing with the same creature. That's pretty cool, but come on, man, this is just so wild. I want to see these historical accounts myself and make up my own mind. And you know what, folks? If you're actually asking that question, then, hey, man, double kudos to you. Okay, that's exactly what you should be asking if, here's a qualifying statement, if you're an honest seeker of the truth, unlike what evolution says to do, and that's just scoff at the whole thing before you even investigate the facts. Okay, so let's just do that. I'm going to read to you, and we share this, folks, in the study. You can see it with your own eyes, with the videos, the historical accounts of dragons throughout man's history. And you tell me, folks, with your own mind, with your own reasoning, with your own common sense, and you know what? I think we're dealing with one and the same creature. These dragons, that answers that. These are simply the dinosaurs that really did get off of the ark with Noah. Okay, let me just give you a few examples. So first of all, again, folks, all over the world, people all over the world in man's history, if you do the homework yourself, tells about, of all things, not giant hamsters, but huge reptilian creatures that when you look at them, you're strikingly, it's like, man, if I didn't know better, that'd be a dinosaur. Well, maybe that's exactly what it is. The ancient Europeans, again, they called them dragons. And one of the best preserved tells, you guys probably heard of this, the hero Gilgamesh, right? Okay? And he did, if you understand the story, he decided to make himself a name for himself, and he travels to this distant land to go chop down some cedar trees, and he reaches the place. He's got about 50 volunteers with him, and they discover this huge dragon, and it was devouring.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Belly is simply telling us this wonderful story about a fellow who travels to a foreign language and chop down cedar trees, and he finds a tremendous dragon. But we'll get back to that story in just a minute. Before we do that, though, Pastor Belly, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, Niagara Frontier Bible Church.
Yeah, you can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or you could just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Now, what was the story about this fellow who travels to the foreign land and to chop down cedar trees and he finds a dragon? What's that story all about?
Well, it's from the European accounts, the Gilgamesh. You know, some of your listeners might be familiar with that. But again, when you start to revisit, Dr. Monteith, these historical accounts, and people, you know, again, evolution's done a great job saying, well, that's just a fantasy. That's just a mythology. That really didn't happen. Really what that depicts is some moral lesson. No, maybe it's a real account, okay? And what they called dragons was their encounters with dinosaurs post-flood after they got the Ark with Noah. But this Gilgamesh guy, he decides to, you know, travel to this distant land. He goes and chops down some cedar trees, and he's got about 50 people with him, some volunteers, and all of a sudden, on the journey, they discover this huge dragon, and it was so big, it was devouring trees and the reeds, and it was totally fearful to see. It had terrible teeth, the account goes, and so they end up killing it and cutting its head off for a trophy. And when you start to take a look at it, you're going, you know what? That sounds like a dinosaur. But again, folks, they're all over the world. Ancient stories in India mentions dinosaur-like animals, okay? In fact, this is interesting. Check it out for yourself, folks. Alexander the Great, okay, he was assaulting some of the cities in India. And if you do the research, one of the neat things that Alexander the Great did was he took a whole slew of scientists with him, botanists, and they recorded all the kinds of things that they found. Well, one of the things that they ran into was a dinosaur-like creature, okay? He's over there assaulting the cities in India in his conquest, and he found that there was a bunch of great big reptiles that the Indians kept in caves and that they worshipped, okay? And the Indians, they begged Alexander the Great, this is, you know, not to bother these animals, and so he agreed. But what happened was when his army was marching past one of these caves, okay, one of the great reptiles had heard the sound of them marching and stuck its head out, okay? Now, look, here's the account. Quote, it hissed so loud and emitted such gusts of rage that everyone was terrified, and they estimated the reptile to be over 100 feet long. Now, gee, if I didn't know better, that sounds like a dinosaur. It was actually recorded from the Alexander the Great. and his excursions. But that's not in China. We talked about that just a little bit ago. In China, the dragon, it's the national symbol, folks. The ancient artworks, when you look at the Chinese artworks of dragons, I don't know, if you stand back, pretty soon it starts to resemble some known dinosaurs today. And what's really interesting, Dr. Monteith, if you continue to look at their culture, the Chinese culture, they tell of people using, for medicinal purposes, dragon's blood and dragon's fat and dragon's brains and dragon's saliva. Okay? Now, wait a second. I mean, this was actual medicinal remedies that they used. So right there, that was that mythological? All these recipes, all these medicinal things that we find from the Chinese to administer for various ailments, was that just a mythological story? Or could that be actual prescriptions, meaning that they really did get blood from a dragon and fat from a dragon and brains from a dragon and saliva from a dragon to use for medicinal purposes, which means they're not mythological. It's just common sense, folks. You're dealing with a dinosaur. In fact, what's really interesting, some ancient Chinese books, folks, actually record and tell of an early Chinese family, a royal family there, that bred dragons. Okay, and they used them for pulling their chariots on special occasions. Okay, and then again, it starts to make sense. All of a sudden, you know, people like the Scandinavian countries. Okay, and the tales of dragons, and why? What do they put on their ships? They put the dragons' heads on their ships. In fact, one ancient Scandinavian legend tells of one not in the water but on the land, and it said it was a dragon, quote, that had a big body like an ox, and it had two long back legs like a frog's, and two short front legs, and its whole body was covered in scales. Okay, it said it had monstrous jaws, and it could leap like a frog. Now, what's interesting, folks, is as we continue to discover and dig up the remains of dinosaurs, this sounds like some of the known dinosaurs that they've figured out today. Paleontologists actually now think, folks, listen to this, that some of these dinosaurs could actually use their powerful hind legs to do just what the Scandinavians recorded, and that is to leap like a frog. They're just now discovering that about dinosaurs. Hey, apparently the Scandinavians ran into them a few centuries ago. There's all kinds of heroes when you look at not just with Gilgamesh and various others. There's heroes in mankind's history that have killed a dragon and saved a community. There's Beowulf. You know, they made a movie of that recently. St. George killed a dragon that lived in a cave, okay, and on and on. But then there's actual accounts written that are clearly talking about dinosaurs. There's a 10th century Irish writer, okay, listen to this one. This is cool. He recorded an encounter with a large beast, and when you look at the description, folks, it sounds like a stegosaurus. Here's what he said. Listen to this. He described it as having iron nails on its tail, which pointed backwards. And it had a head shaped somewhat like a horse's, and had these thick, hideous legs and iron claws. Now, if I wasn't brainwashed by evolution, okay, the live evolution, what does that sound like? A stegosaurus. And you're going, wait a second, I thought a stegosaurus died out 70 million years ago. Really? Well, how do you explain that? Well, I'll explain it this way. Just like the Bible says, that they were part of the two of every kind of air-breathing land animals that Noah had to take on the ark. And don't expect to find a big population because of all the climate changes and man was hunting them down. But you would expect to find a few still alive. And apparently we do. That's a stegosaurus right there. The city of Nerluc in France was actually renamed in the honor of the guy, Nerluc, there, who killed a dragon. And listen to this. Some of the descriptions sound like you're dealing with a triceratops, okay, in France, okay, not that long ago. It was said, quote, to have been armed with tusks that were sharp like pointed swords, and its body was larger than an ox, okay, and it lay in wait in the river, okay? That's an actual account, folks. They actually renamed the city in France after this guy who encountered this triceratops-like creature. In the 1500s, before evolution came in and really confused the facts, and that's, I'm being very gracious by just saying confused, a well-known scientific book in the 1500s, notice the word scientific book, okay, actually still listed dragons, quote, living. Now remember, that is 341 years, the 1500s, 341 years before the word dinosaur came into being, okay? So in the 1500s, a scientific book listed dragons. They didn't call them dinosaurs because that word wasn't around, but that was their name for them, you're dealing with one and the same creature. Still listed dragons as living but extremely rare animals because mankind was pretty much hunting them to extinction, which doesn't take very long, folks. We see that example with the buffaloes. They almost went out in less than one generation. Okay. Then there was another famous, not just scientific book, there was a famous scientist of the time. His name was Ulysses Aldrovandus. And he carefully documented an encounter, okay, between one of these nearly extinct reptiles, dinosaurs. He even recorded the date and the peasant. The guy's name was Baptista, okay? And he came across this, and listen, he's got the exact date. He's a scientist. He records this. He says, on May 13, 1572, this simple Italian herdsman, Baptista, killed a hissing dragon near Bologna. And he simply killed it by knocking it on its head. Okay, its description is remarkably similar, okay, to a small dinosaur that they find today called the Tanistrophus. And it's hard to kind of depict on the radio what it looks like, but you're saying, well, how could he kill it with just bonking on the head? Well, it's like this really, I don't know, it's like a monitor lizard, but it's got a really extremely long neck and a kind of a tiny head. So if you bonk on the head, it's toast. Okay, and that's an actual known dragon today, okay? And that scientist, okay, before evolution came along, recorded the whole event, the exact day and year, okay? And then that's not all. That's the ones just on the ground or in the sea, folks. There's other ancient peoples record dragons that could fly, okay, i.e. dinosaurs. The Greek historian and explorer Herodotus, he told about flying reptiles in Egypt. You look at the description, it looks very similar to one of the flying dinosaurs of Rhamphorhynchus. Okay, that's going on there. He correctly described their snake-like body, their bat-like wings, and it was at the entrance of a narrow gorge that he was shown many piles of bones of those that had been killed. Okay? And so Herodotus, if you're familiar, you know, it's like the father of history, you know, and some people take a lot of what he says as, okay, this is pretty much factual. Okay? But we can't take it as factual when he talks about creatures that are like a flying dinosaur, a Rhamphorhynchus. Is it really mythological? And that's not all. Flying reptiles were also reported in Europe in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, okay, and as late as 1649, they were still doing that. And notice that's still pre-Darwin, and so things weren't confused, okay? And here's the point, folks. Dinosaurs are just, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, Dr. Monteith. There's accounts after accounts after accounts after accounts of what we, mankind, called dragons, are clearly talking about dinosaurs that got off the ark. But here's the point. Dinosaurs, folks, are just one of many types of animals that have gone extinct, okay, not because they died out 70 million years ago, but because of the changing factors on Earth. In the last 350 years alone, okay, folks, almost 400 species have been totally disappeared and wiped out, okay, for various reasons, including man. And so that's why you don't find a big, giant, huge population of dinosaurs still alive on Earth today. And it makes absolutely total common sense, okay? And when you take a look at the facts, folks, it looks like, you know what, we need to do a major revision of our history. And the reason why is because evolution, folks, has rewritten it for us based on a lie, okay? And the reason why is I think it's pretty obvious. Because any one of these findings, what we've just shared with you, folks, not only answers the biblical presupposition that God made the dinosaurs, he created them with man, some of them, two of every kind of dinosaurs, not species, kind, survived the flood with Noah on the ark, and they got off the ark. It explains all that perfectly, but at the same time, it totally undermines this whole goofball theory of evolution, okay? And so, of course, they're going to cover this up. They're going to try to rewrite history and do all that stuff, because this totally undermines the whole thing. But you might be thinking, wait a second. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, there should still be some alive today, okay? You would think that, okay, a lot of them, I can see a population have gone down. There's not too many alive today. Well, folks, that's another thing that we do for you. They are actually, we do find actual eyewitnesses' accounts of dinosaurs still alive today. And that's exactly what the Bible actually presupposes that you should find. In the book of Job, it's very interesting, Dr. Monteith, God doesn't just talk about a dinosaur, in one instance, Behemoth, that has a tail that sways like a cedar tree. Okay, you're clearly talking about dinosaurs, so the Bible not only talks about them. But God tells Job something there in chapter 40. He makes an amazing statement. He says to Job, he says, look at Behemoth. Okay? He said, look at Behemoth. Now stop and think about that statement that God had recorded there in Scripture. Okay, he's not only talking to him to check out this dinosaur, okay, but he's saying to look at the thing. And so the whole thing that presupposes, well, wait a second. How could Job look at a behemoth, a dinosaur, if behemoth or dinosaurs went extinct millions of years ago? Right? Think about it. How could he look at one? Here's the whole point. Unless, of course, there was still a behemoth or a dinosaur for Job to look at. God did not say, hey, Job, think about a dinosaur. Hey, Job, go out in the dirt, hurry up, get a shovel going, and dig up this little dinosaur thing so you can understand my object lesson I'm trying to teach you here. No. God said, look at him. Look at this dinosaur, this behemoth. It says there, I made along with you, which presupposes, according to the Bible, that there's still one around that you could look at. Okay? And so that's the thing. And folks, they are still here. And one of the things that we give examples, it isn't just the dinosaurs, folks. There's not as many. There's still a few around, I truly believe, and we show you the evidence with that. But folks, we find all kinds of other creatures that evolution said existed with the dinosaurs. Guess what? They're still alive today. So if they're still alive today, maybe there's a few dinosaurs. Let me give you a couple examples. They're called living fossils. One of the biggest ones that we bring out is called the coelacanth. Okay, it's a fish, supposedly extinct. Okay, and according to evolution, they use this coelacanth fish. They said that it was the first ancestor of amphibians, and this is the fish. I don't know if you remember in school that they had the cartoon depicted of this fish walking up on land. Well, it's the coelacanth, okay, and that's what they used for the proof. They said it first appeared about 375 million years ago, went extinct about 80 million years ago at the time of the dinosaurs. Well, here's the problem, folks. What they find is they found one alive back in 1938, and it isn't just one back in 1938. They still find them today. We show you actual video clips of these things, finding them alive all over the place, okay? But not only that, is for years, evolutionists claimed this creature, okay, was one of the biggest proofs of land-dwelling animals coming into existence out of, you know, the sea, okay, all the primal ooze or whatever, okay? But the problem is, now that they've found so many of these things still alive today, it's nothing at all of what evolution has brainwashed us in the textbooks to think. This fish, the coelacanth, they know now today, folks, is not only still alive, but it's no different than the fish that we have today. In fact, contrary to the claims of evolution, coelacanths neither had legs nor do they have primitive lungs. Okay, and what's worse, the coelacanth, you know, the supposed creature that's ready itself to make a leap from the sea on land and walk on land, was a fish and is a fish that only lives in the deep waters of the ocean. It doesn't even come close to the surface. It's completely opposite of what we see. But the thing is still alive. And so here's the premise, Dr. Monty. If I can find a coelacanth that even according to evolution, this fish that lived at the time of the dinosaurs, and they're still alive today, is it really crazy to think there might still be a few dinosaurs alive today? I don't think so. We give you all kinds of examples. There's examples of supposed extinct flowers that existed 100 million years ago. Well, guess what? They're still alive today. They found them. It's called the Takajani Perai, however you pronounce that, but it was long since supposedly gone extinct, according to evolution, but they rediscovered them on a remote ridge in Madagascar. They find we have today supposed extinct sharks, not just the megamouth. There's this one called this frill shark. It's a really creepy thing, and it existed at the time of the dinosaurs, according to evolution. You know what the problem is? They still find them alive today. We show you the actual video clip. Okay, so again, if I can find these creatures still alive today that existed with the dinosaurs, why is it so crazy to think there might still be a few dinosaurs still alive today? It goes on and on, folks. They get it wrong all the time. Supposed extinct sponges, a glass sponge. It was supposed to be extinct for the past 100 million years. Guess what? They're finding them in different places around the world. They're still alive. How could it still be alive, folks? I thought it went extinct 100 million years ago. You know the time of the dinosaurs? So if I can still find them today, why is it so crazy to think that dinosaurs could be alive today? Is the same thing on and on it goes with supposed extinct squids 300 million years ago. Guess what? They're still alive today. And even trees, supposed extinct trees that you even see depicted in the books from children, they're still alive today.
Well, I think that people will really enjoy seeing your video series of Fearful Creation. It's 8 DVDs and fascinating film footage on there, motion pictures. You'll be fascinated as you begin to see that many of these things have been identified. People have taken pictures of them. They're not imaginary. And you've been conned, ladies and gentlemen. There's a conspiracy against God. They don't want you to believe the Bible is accurate. They want to believe you to believe the dinosaurs went extinct 15 million years ago. and it's a lie. Pastor Crone, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Let me give you one example, as I was alluding to with the living fossils. One of the ones, and this is really cool because this is just in the last, I think, 10 or 11 years.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
And over again, because I'm old enough. When I went to college and I studied all these things, and I really believed in evolution because they had the missing link. They had the missing link that discovered it 30 or 40 years before it was known as the Piltdown Man. And it then turned out it was a total fraud. And all the scientists and all the world believed in this fraud for 40 or 50 years till somebody found out that, you know, it was the jaw of an ape and the head of a human being, something of the sort. Anyway, of course, it was totally fraudulent. It stained the teeth. It filed down the teeth. The whole thing was a fraud, as is everything else. But, of course, I will tell you that I've talked to my good friend John Loeffler just today. He told me that Stephen Meyer, who's written a book on intelligent design, said that they're getting calls from professors at universities all over the United States, all over the world. People have been teaching evolution and suddenly realize it's a lie. There's no way you can explain what's going on, you know, what the structure of DNA. This whole thing is very complex. It's very well designed, and somebody had to design it. And if somebody designed it, then there's got to be intelligent design. And they're wondering how they can get out from what they've been teaching, which they recognize. These are professors all over the country. They recognize it's a lie. But how can they get out without having their careers destroyed? Well, this is a real problem, and they're going to have to, but at least they're honest, and they recognize that what we're finding today points to the fact that there's an intelligent design to life. And if there's an intelligent design, there's got to be a designer. And if there's the designer, who is it? And believe me, it wasn't one of the professors there at one of the scientists at one of the universities. Well, we carry the 8-DVD set, The Fearful Creation. We carry Pastor Krohn's excellent DVDs on the Final Countdown. There's actually 10 DVDs, two sets, five in each one, part one, part two. Get them together, get them separately. And then, of course, there's four DVD set on RFID technology. And we have one other set. And you can call our answering service, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to get the details on that. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD to begin to understand why there is this intense hatred of God, why they want to destroy the faith of our youth. And it's really because, of course, they want a dictatorship in America, and they know, of course, that if they can destroy belief in God, then it'll be much easier to have a dictatorship, because our nation was made for a moral and religious people. It would not survive for any more. People would either be ruled by the Bible or they'll be ruled by bayonets. They'll either be certainly ruled by God, or they'll be ruled by tyrants, and you're going to have to decide which you want. Well, then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our other material. We have so many books and tape sets and videos, and if you need a catalog, we'll be glad to get you one, or go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Remember, of course, you can listen to our programs there. Sydney, 9 hours a day. You can listen to them on MP3 iPod. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, why, you can listen to our programs on Genesis 24 hours a day. Now, if you're listening on shortwave, we would like you to either call in or send us an email at drstanradio.com. That's drstanradio@aol.com. Or certainly to call us at 1-800-544-8927. The shortwave is costing us so much money, and we've just kind of have to figure whether we're going to it's worthwhile keeping up. I realize that we have a lot of people listening out there, but how we can find it costs us $5,000 a month to stay on shortwave. And of course, we want to be able to preserve our networks that we have. We're suggesting people think about getting a Ricks satellite. That's Ricks satellite. They're inexpensive, and once you get them installed, well, you can watch, listen for nothing, and you'll never have problems like you will on shortwave, because you'll get pristine, clear reception 24 hours a day, and all sorts of television and other things, as well as Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you staying up so late, because I know it's after the bewitching hour back where you are, but we appreciate you being with us. And We do know that we've got listeners all over the country, a lot of people back there in the eastern part of the United States, eastern zone, that are staying up late so they can hear you tonight. So what do you have, Jeff? Anything that you'd like to report to our listeners? Certainly, we're living in exciting times. I think we're seeing the demise of the American economy. I think it's being carefully planned and orchestrated by the Brotherhood of Darkness. They cannot let the American people know that they want to destroy our economy. They want to lower our living standards. They want to raise the cost of electricity. They want to raise the cost of water. They want to get us out of our cars and make it so difficult for us that we won't be able to utilize that. They want to stop us from consuming the essential elements of the certainly the resources of this country, because they think, the elite think, they belong to them. They basically are using this threat of to the environment to centralize all power in their hands. They want to markedly restrict the number of people in the world. They're systematically poisoning people with so many things, and we could talk about that in great detail, but certainly they're putting all sorts of things into the vaccines and elsewhere to cut back on the fertility of people throughout the rest of the world, and that's why the fertility rates are dropping in Africa and dropping in Asia and dropping in Europe and dropping in the United States. But nobody will tell the American people. We're up against people who have certainly no concern at all or compassion for human life. Melody, what do you see unfolding at the present time?
Well, you're exactly right. And this agenda to, you know, rule the world, control the world, has been going on for a very long time. And, you know, there's so many signs to indicate that this is happening. And you're right. So few people decide or to read or to investigate or even to listen to those who try to bring them the information and the truth about what is happening, from population to control to food control and all the things that they're doing to the food. I mean, they're just destroying not only the people in which they're going to, you know, just, you know, basically wipe out to control the population, but, I mean, look what they're doing to all the foods. And we were talking today, I was talking to someone today about what they're actually doing to the way they're, we're talking about cloning and what they're doing to the animals and you know, to bring this about, the way they're playing with life. I mean, the whole world is completely insane of what is going on, and there's consequences. I mean, this cannot go on. These are not good things, you know, I do believe that, what we see here in this country is also a part of what is happening in order to the people of this country were the wealthiest. You know, we had the freedoms. We were free. We had the freedoms, and they had to destroy that. They had to bring us down to all levels, destroy our way of life, destroy everything that we have. And I believe that, you know, with the baby boomers soon to retire, they have $6 trillion in the markets, and not for 1 minute should people believe that they will allow those people to walk away with their pensions and their retirements.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that people better start thinking about how they're going to survive without a pension, without Social Security, and without Medicare. And people are going to have to start preparing to look after themselves. We're going to have to organize at the local level to have some sort of a health care system for those who truly cannot afford it. People who can afford it should. We need to get the prices down. We could, if the government would get out of the practice of medicine. They're not going to do it willingly, but it may very well, but it's all going to collapse in the not-too-distant future. If you have a question or comment, I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Melody, Melody Cedarstrom sells gold and silver, and she does support Radio Liberty, and we do appreciate her help and support. But as I was looking today, why, after they knocked gold again and silver down earlier part of the week, it seems to be coming back very well. Certainly silver is almost up to $24 an ounce today.
You're right. It is at $24, and, you know, we had a couple of pullbacks. You do have people who take profits, and you know, of course, you do have the everyday manipulation that happens in the markets and so forth, but it certainly has come back very strong. And folks have to really realize that, you know, no matter what happens to gold on a day-to-day basis, that really isn't important, because ultimately there isn't anything that's changing. There isn't anything that's changing in order to make that price of gold to be lowered. So, you know, you can't be concerned when you see gold and silver down. It will respond. It will come back. and to say that there won't be any types of pullbacks on this journey that we have, particularly those who own the gold and silver in order to preserve their wealth, certainly that is so. But they've come back very strong, and I think we're going to see a lot of changes happening. Everybody's waiting for the elections next week. A lot of people believe there's going to be, things happening very rapidly after the election. Everyone is very focused on the election. So I want to, I try to tell my customers that, it's okay to focus on the election to get prepared, but they should be doing it anyway. And if something doesn't happen immediately following the election, you shouldn't be discouraged and saying, well, nothing happened, so I'm going to go about my daily business and forget about everything. You really can't do that, because whatever has happened to this country and the future of finances, economy, and our government, it's coming. We're on a path. It's not going to change. And so just stay focused and continue to prepare. We talk about gold and silver, but there's food, there's water filters. There's a lot of things that you can do that should be included in preparing.
And, of course, the most important part, as far as I'm concerned, is to make the physical preparations, but make the spiritual preparations.
Absolutely.
Recognize that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there are powerful spiritual forces at work. And the world as we know it is never going to exist, or we have known it, is never going to exist again. This is all going to be torn down and destroyed. How are you going to deal with that? Well, you're going to have a lot of faith, and you're going to have to look beyond yourself, because I don't think any of us are going to survive the very difficult times that lie ahead without help from our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and it was very interesting. Today I had an opportunity to talk to our good friend John Leffler. We don't usually get a chance to talk to him, but he produces programs for both Jim Plava and Don McElvenny, and then he does his own program as well. But it certainly helps to support him. He does a great job for it, Jim Plava. And Plava is certainly one of the premier newsletter writers and a very good evaluator of what's going on. So they have a lot chance to talk to a lot of the other experts who come onto their program, Salenti, Gerald Salenti, and the other people that Brandon House, people that certainly are on the front lines talking about what's going on. And all of them, according to John, have a feeling that something big is going to happen after the election, maybe the end of this year, the first of next year. Nobody's quite sure what it is, but they have this very uneasy feeling, and it seems to be almost universal. And certainly Gerald Salenti has been very accurate in his appraisals of what's going on. And he says something big is about to happen. Have you heard things talk about this sort of thing, Melody?
Very much so. And, when we talk about what's happening in the markets and everything, there is an overwhelming volume of there's sell transactions relative to buy transactions, in the markets. And this has been happening over the last 6 months. So, the insiders know that something is coming. And these are all signs. You can look to all the indications and put everything together. And certainly I do think something is coming down the path.
Well,
and
it was a week ago, last Thursday or last Friday. It was and when I got a call from Lindsay Williams, and he told me that he had contacted this Mr. X, and I know who he is. When he retired, he was the president of one of the largest oil producers in the country, and I've checked him out. You can later on, when he passes away, I will put this name out, and you can check his. He has a place up there in Wikipedia. It gives his whole background, but I've known who he was for many, many years, and I've talked to other people who knew him, so there's little question in my mind that what Lindsay is saying is what he's been told by Mr. X, who's now apparently terminal cancer, going into probably won't last for another month or two. But Lindsay said he'd talk to him, and we did a program later that day, and I have him on next week for our morning program. But there were a number of things that Mr. X had told him. One was that the price of oil was going to go up to $150 to $200 a barrel. And we're talking about 4 to 6 months, a year at the least. Well, if that were to happen, and the price of oil were to go up that high, why, of course, it would just totally devastate our economy. Why? Because the airlines certainly would have to. Real problems right now. They're beginning to make a little money, but they lost an awful lot of money previously. But if the price really goes up, why, and people are not flying, why, the airlines will be in real trouble, the trucking will be in real trouble, because, of course, trucking, people driving their cars, they'll have to curtail marketing driving their cars, and they may well curtail driving their cars until such time as electric cars come along, and then, of course, electricity, the price of electricity is going up. They're putting in the smart meters. The reason for them is to justify increasing the cost of electricity. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. But what Lindsay also said was that, and of course we've been talking about a war with Iran for the last couple of years, and I keep checking with Lindsay and saying, what do you hear from Mr. X? And story has always been that it's not time. There'll be a war with Iran, but it's in the future. It'll be a couple of years from now is what we heard a couple of years ago. Well, anyway, recently Mr. X told Lindsay that there would be a major event, a major cataclysmic event in the Middle East. Now, that's not the Near East or the Far East. It's the Middle East, which is where Iran is, in 3 to 4 months. And, of course, is that what's going to trigger the rise in the price of oil? Well, another thing that Lindsay was told was to watch Russia and China, which are forming a very close alliance together. And remember, Russia has tremendous and vast minerals. It's the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the entire world, whereas China has, of course, the largest population in the world. And combining those two could create a tremendous adversary. And then, of course, Lindsay was told that the dollar was going to be fairly well destroyed by 2012. Now, whether that means it's going to be destroyed or just going to lose a great deal of value, I do not know. But, of course, what Mr. X had told Lindsay was, if you're wise, you put all of your money in gold and silver. What do you think of those things, Melody? Certainly, that's a brief summary. I was asked, actually, to be on a European radio program yesterday, and so I had a chance to review what Lindsay had told me. I took notes on it, and that's the essence of what Lindsay was told is going to be happening in the near future. Now, we don't know. They could be feeding him disinformation, but in the past, the information that Lindsay's had has been very accurate, and back in 2008, he told me that when the price of oil was just going right up, it was $140 a barrel, and I was expecting it to go to $200 a barrel. And I wrote a newsletter about that, and Lindsay said price of oil, according to Mr. X, is going to fall to $50 a barrel, and it just didn't seem possible. And yet that's exactly what happened. Is Mr. X right now that we're once again going to see a massive increase in the price of gold? Mr. X is one of the insiders, one of the elite who rule the world, and he knows what their plans are. Anyway, what are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I certainly agree that there's a lot of these things that certainly can happen. And, I mean, we know there's something going on in the Middle East, and, of course, oil. I just was reading an article today about the Gulf. I mean, there's so many different stories that have been released about the Gulf, whether the whole thing was, you know, created, whether the oil was really coming. I mean, just so many different things. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, people who have actually been down visiting, there's actually bigger oil slicks that are appearing and so forth. So I do believe that oil is going to be a major area of that's going to be involved in as this scenario unfolds as we go into these various periods of unrest around the world and things that begin to unfold. I think oil is going to be very important. War, I mean, we know there's going to be a war. We just don't know when there's going to be a war. And so, absolutely. And you see the signs of Russia and China, you know, becoming stronger and stronger partners. In fact, you see China becoming stronger partners with a lot of countries around the world, you know, to where they have, you know, all these minerals and commodities that you really need for your country. And, you know, China is a hoarder. They like to hoard because I do believe China sees what is being unfolded here and around the world. So, you know, in essence, they're preparing. They're trying to control everything. So as these things unfold, you know, they'll be in the position. And I believe that's what we're seeing in all the countries. I believe we see in all the countries that they're all sort of like positioning themselves. They're all preparing. And this is what happens when you have collapses of economies and, you know, you have the elite, you have the wealth, you have those that control. They all prepare. They all protect what they have. They all protect their wealth prior to anybody else. And, of course, it's the people of the country, the ones that, you know, work so hard and try to, you know, maintain a living and so forth. They're the ones that are totally wiped out because they are unwilling to see what is coming. All the signs are there.
They really are. And, of course, basically, Timothy Geithner says, we are not going to devalue the dollar. We're going to maintain a strong dollar. And Timothy Geithner is not a man of integrity. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's telling the people what they want them to believe, but they are actually in the process of destroying the dollar. Why would they want to do that? Why? So they could create chaos here, so they could undermine the fabric of our society, so they can get people disillusioned with America, and so they'll be willing to accept some other alternative, which would be, of course, the world government, the Mr. Geithner, and all the members of the Trilateral Commission, and he, of course, is a member of the Trilateral Commission, but Barack Obama is surrounded by members of the Trilateral Commission. They control Goldman Sachs, they control J.P. Morgan Chase, they control Citigroup, they control all of the major banks, Citi, through directly as membership in the Trilateral Commission, or the others, of course, that's Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. They're all tied into the Council on Foreign Relations. There's only six major banks now. They've destroyed. There used to be 12. Now they're six. And they're going to destroy many of those that we have today. Why are they going to destroy them? Well, basically, they sold fraudulent bonds. The collateralized debt obligations, these packaged mortgages that they sold, were fraudulent. And they knew they were fraudulent. And you know what? The people they sold them to were saying, you defrauded us. You're going to have to buy them back. Well, of course, you know, when they sold them, why the housing crisis had not collapsed at that time. But now a lot of these bonds that the banks throughout the world and the pension funds and the insurance companies and all the others bought, you know, thinking they had value, now they may be worth 30 cents on the dollar. And they're saying, we want 100 cents on the dollar back from J.P. Morgan Chase and from Goldman Sachs and from Bank of America. You sold us fraudulent material. Well, the banks don't have that sort of money. So where's it going to come from? Well, it's going to have to come from the taxpayers because, after all, those banks are too big to fail. And so we're talking about another TARP program, a Troubled Asset Relief Program. And, of course, we're talking about now probably trillions of more dollars from the American taxpayers to bail out the big banks, which are part of the ruling elite that intentionally created this whole problem. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Melody, but ladies and gentlemen, if you've not gotten out of the stock market, out of bonds, if you've not realized, of course, they're going to steal your pension, if you have a 401k or IRA, they're already talking about nationalize those and we'll give you a government-guaranteed annuity. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. The only trouble is there is no credit there. They're having to borrow money all the time. You better start thinking about bailing out and protecting yourself, because those who don't are going to be destroyed. Give us a call. Well, Melody, are you getting...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
AAA 24 Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah, I've just been listening to you and Melanie about these events that you said, Dr. Stan, is sort of like a collective consciousness in the world, that we're headed for some kind of something. And, you know, it reminded me, probably both of you must have read the chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the 21st chapter. It's pretty frightening what's in that chapter, and that might be exactly what we're headed for.
That's well, I believe that, of course, they're behind everything going on today. There are powerful spiritual forces, and I think that you can pretty well tell what's going on here by reading this Gospel, and we certainly encourage people to read the scriptures and understand that they're talking about terrible times coming to the society, and of course the great wars that are to come, and I think that we will see these unfolding in the very, very near future.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts you want to bring up? Because all we can do is just talk out here and just try to get people to understand that we are seeing the demise of this country when a country turns its back on God. Why, of course, should we be surprised when God has turned his back on that country and bring terrible judgment upon it? People look at things from a political point of view. They look at it from a monetary point of view. They look at it as a historical point of view. But, of course, we have to look at it from a spiritual point of view, because that gives us insight that most people do not have.
And not only is God, I'm using very simple language here, upset with our country, but I think he's upset with the whole world because this whole system is so corrupt.
I think you're absolutely right. Melody, what are your thoughts?
I agree. And you know what? I know as when I was young, we were always conditioned to not talk about religion. We were conditioned to believe we shouldn't talk about politics. And I believe the two are pretty much the same as you said, Dr. Stan. I believe politics is religion, is good versus bad, and it's evil versus good, it's God versus Satan, and these are things that weren't discussed, we weren't supposed to discuss, and these are things that we should have discussed. So I agree too. I mean, you can put any type of name on it, you can call it politics, you can call it whatever, but it is really good versus evil and God versus Satan. It is spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Joe?
Yeah, and there's something else that came to mind actually almost at the same time as I thought about Luke 21. This is not spiritual now. This is practical. Mm-hmm. With all this monopoly money that's out there, and they're so leveraged, and they know, you know, this is what's amazing. They're getting all these big cash bonuses, which is this fake money. So what good is all that money going to do to them if this whole economic money system is going to come down in value? You would think that those people who are in those positions of having this kind of wealth, they're not going to hang on to that money that's not worth nothing. They got to be turning it into something of value.
What do you think, Melody? What do you think that these people there, people on the board there at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, and I mean certainly Goldman Sachs, I think they spent $12 billion for bonuses for their senior employees there this last year. I think the year before that it was about $26 billion. What are they doing with these fabulous sums of money? People like Henry Paulson, who was making $40 million a year, and then he got a bonus on top of that when he was CEO of Goldman Sachs. Of course, he gave up that wonderful job, making $40 million a year plus bonuses, to take a job working as Secretary of State for $180,000 a year. And then, of course, when he got in that position, he was in a position to get hundreds of billions of dollars to give to his buddies at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. And you have to ask you, why would somebody give up a job that pays $40 million a year for one that pays $180,000? Because he's going to make a lot more money working for the government and giving it to his friends, and he'll be well rewarded. But what's going to happen to Henry Paulson? Well, what do you think's going to happen to these people, Melody?
Well, I mean, you talk about money. I mean, certainly it's power. It's all about power, and it's all about control.
It's all about power and control.
Yeah, and so, you know, their wealth that is their wealth.
But I think there's going to be a day of reckoning, and some of them may not really understand, Joe. They may not be investing in gold and silver. They could lose it all. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, when the Great Depression hit back in the 1930s, and people who were multimillionaires ended up total paupers, all we can wait and see. Anything else, Joe?
Well, I just want to wish...
Hold that thought just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, do you have something else you want to say before
I'll just leave off with you and Melanie with my best wishes, and may God bless the both of you and stay healthy, wealthy, and Now, I guess that's about it, healthy and wealthy.
Well, I don't think we're going to be wealthy because we're not in this for wealth. We're out there, you know, just sort of like the like Paul Revere, you know, riding and saying the Redcoats are coming, but they've taken over Washington, D.C., and they're all members of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're a subversive organization. They are Redcoats. They're subversive. They're destroying our nation, and they do it intentionally. God bless. Thanks
and
so much.
Yes, okay, and I'll sign off with your health is your wealth, and in all thy getting, get understanding.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay, well, let's go to Tony, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, just standing and listening to you.
Well, pretty much the same as you said, Dr. Stan.
I hope we can get the phone and call you. But with was her name Melody or Melanie?
Yeah.
Melody Cedarstrom, right.
Oh, okay. Okay, you made a statement that God versus Satan, but God's not versus Satan. Jesus defeated Satan at the cross. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we are, Satan had a certain time limit. Because when Jesus rose from the dead, he rose with all power of heaven and earth in his hands. So Satan don't have any power. He's the principal air down here, but Jesus defeated Satan at the cross.
Well, here's the thing is, Tony, how then do you explain the evil in the world?
Because it's here, because of Satan.
Because it is here, it is because of Satan.
But,
wait a minute, Tony. Let me finish.
Go on.
Evil because Satan is here and God is allowing these things to happen. There is a struggle against Satan taking place. Yes, God is supreme, and one of these days he's going to intervene. But there is evil in the world, and you're going to have to recognize that. And because we can talk, you know, and we can argue theologically, but there is evil in the world, and we're going to have to face it. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes, there is, but like the man before said, Luke 21 and Matthew 24, God could stop Satan at any second.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Tony, we're living in a real world, and God is allowing these things to happen. God can intervene at any time, but he's not intervening, and that's our job is to do the best we can and to let people understand the nature of the struggle. Go ahead.
Yes, we are. But what I'm trying to say is that he could intervene at any time, but he'd have a time limit. Okay, these things have to happen because he had prophesied that they would happen. Jesus told the saints that just a little while longer. He has his purpose and his way of doing things. I don't know them. You don't know them. But it's in God's hand. God controls everything.
Well, then we shouldn't be involved. Then why, if God controls everything, and I'm not suggesting he doesn't, why are we here on earth?
Because you want to know something, Stan? All this stuff don't bother me.
Well,
because I know God, it don't faze me.
Well, I think that, Tony, that's fine. I'm glad that you're not worried, but I think that we have to warn people that terrible times lie ahead.
Oh, you can keep doing that.
And that's all. That's exactly what we're doing. Anyway, let's give you one. I'll give you 1 minute just to wrap up your thoughts, please.
Okay, Stan, I listen to you every night. But what I'm trying to say, I don't worry about the world because I know I'm in God's care. And if I go, I go to him.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. But you see, there are a lot of people out there who do not have your knowledge and faith. And those are the people who do not, not to you, because I know you understand and I know that you're in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people out there that are not in God's hands, and our job is to warn them.
The opportunity is there. There's all kind of stuff to hear if they would only listen.
Amen to that. God bless
you.
Thanks very much for calling. We love you, Tony. Bye-bye.
I love you, too.
Okay. Our guest today is Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, how would you respond to Tony? Basically, she's saying, and I believe she's right, God's in charge. She's not worried because there may be difficult times, but she knows that she's going to be with God, and I agree with her. But how would you respond to her?
Well, I think I know what she meant is when I had mentioned God versus Satan, she's right. There is no verses in there. I mean, we know who is in control, and we do know, you know, how this is going to unfold. And I do believe that, you know, we know whose care we're in. We know that we're protected. And I do believe that while we're here on this earth, we do have a responsibility this is the responsibility I believe he's given us, that we do have to live and share and learn and teach and try to help people understand what is happening and take it from the next and take it to the next level once they learn how this is how it affects and why it is happening, that it is a good versus evil, and sure, we ultimately know how it ends, and those that will be protected and those that won't be. But we're here and we're now, and we have to do what we have to do to help to survive and, you know, bring people to an understanding.
And I think basically it is the people who do not know. It's people. Tony understands what this is all about. But there's so many people out there, they've never even considered that there is this spiritual element to what's going on. Incidentally, let me mention, put a plug in for Lynn Marzulli's book, which we are now carrying, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. You can't understand what's going on unless you understand there's a supernatural element behind everything going on, politically and financially. And historically. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Beth from Massachusetts, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But before we do, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out there so people can know how to get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website, I'm going to give two websites. The older one is a long one. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Now, that website is fully dressed out. It has a lot of the information on if someone's looking to begin purchasing gold and silver. It'll give you some information, and we always encourage you to call. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. We developed a second website. We don't have all the information created yet, but we do have the radio page working. So if people want to listen to the archives on the radio program that we have, they can go to the that website, which is a shorter domain name, and that is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold silver coins.com. So you can go to that website, and again, we don't have all the information on there that we've had from the original website. We've just been a little swamped, and we just haven't gotten to it, but we have gotten the radio page up, which is important.
Okay, and now, did you get your website, did they go after your website and undermine it recently?
Yes, in fact, Friday evening, but that's about the second time in the past. I can't remember when the first one was, maybe 6-8 months ago. So this is actually the second time that it was down, and they had the information on the Google and everything, I guess, had the website blocked and everything for a while, and we had to work with them to get it unblocked and so forth. So, yes, I believe that happened on Friday evening.
And they did the same thing with Genesis. They did this with a number of people. So basically they're trying to shut down the conservatives. These people aren't interested in law, right or wrong. You know, they're interested in control, and it's at the end pursuing their goal for the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World, installing the New World Leader. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and basically I look upon us as the watchman on the wall, trying to let people understand what is coming down the line. Now, some people certainly are evangelical Christians. They know. But there's so many people out there listening, maybe listening because they're interested in history or philosophy or finance. And hopefully we can begin to make them understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. Beth from Massachusetts, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And how are you listening to a shortwave internet or radio station?
Radio, sir.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Melody, it's a pleasure speaking with you as well, because I bought gold from you, I think it was earlier this year or maybe in the fall last year. So nice to speak with you again as well.
Thank you.
This is just a quick question, and hopefully you can just lead me to the right place to go, and then I won't have to hold up your space anymore. My neighbor is going on a trip tomorrow, he told me that there's some big rally taking place in New York City because there are a group of liberals that are fed up with this, you know, they call it scams, and they, you know, have all sorts of words for it about, you know, what we Christians are believing and the proof that you are sharing on the radio, as are many other Christian leaders sharing the same stories. And I'm just wondering, he and I had a heated conversation today, because he's far liberal and I'm certainly not. And I'd like to have some help as to what sites I might be able to lead him to, where he might be able to see another side, you know, whatever you might be able to suggest.
Melody, what would you suggest, Beth?
Well, I think you have some wonderful literature, Dr. Stan, to help people understand what's going on. And I know so many times when we try to educate people what's going on, we have a tendency to you know, try to convince them by talking. I think perhaps letting them read things, I mean, as long as they're willing to read, provide them with material in which they can read. That way they can absorb it at their own pace. And it takes it's a long process. I mean, it's something, you know, sometimes a light bulb goes off real quick, and other times it's a learning process over a period of time.
And Beth, basically, if your boyfriend is a liberal...
No. Just a neighbor.
He's a friend. All right,
just a neighbor, that's all.
All right, basically. I mean, most liberal people are very sincere and very concerned, and they really want to help other people. And socialism or liberalism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory. But somebody has to be in charge. And the people who are pushing this are some of the most selfish and evil people in the world. Now, I can remember when I got started many years ago, and I knew that communism was bad. I somehow knew that. But, you know, I didn't know what was wrong with socialism. What's wrong with a world government? And then when you start to read the writings of people like George Bernard Shaw, and in the last page of his book, An Intelligent Woman's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism, he says this: when I say socialism, I mean a system of equality or nothing. Under socialism, you'll be forcibly fed, housed, and clothed, whether you like it or not. And if you're found unworthy of our efforts, you'll be put to death, or maybe put to death in a kindly manner. But while you live, you will have to live well. That is their concept. But really what's behind this whole world socialist movement are people of great wealth. They're not going to take the money away from the wealthy. They're the ones who are pushing socialism. The whole idea is to circumvent our Constitution, which limits the power of government and centralize all power in the federal government. And in that way, the people of great wealth can actually buy and sell the politicians, and then they can control us. The whole thing is a move towards a feudalistic society. If I could suggest maybe one little book to begin to get this whole the, what's wrong with the these concepts. The names of some of these escapes me. It's been so long, but certainly the little book by Bastiat, The Law, and it explains what's wrong with socialism. Now, Bastiat was a contemporary of Karl Marx, and basically Marx was pushing socialism, and Bastiat wrote about what was wrong with socialism. And this is really one of the fundamental books that I think if you get your friend to read. The other would be the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which we do carry. Now, we carry The Law by Bastiat. We carry None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. There is a conspiracy.
What was the second book? I'm sorry?
Well, the first one was The Law by Frederick Bastiat. And the
right.
Second one was None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen.
Okay. One quick question for me. Is there a site on the computer where he can go, where there's proof that abortion is actually in the health care bill? Because he won't accept that fact. And is there somewhere where I can send him for that?
I really can't tell you. Maybe there's somebody out there in the audience would know where in the health care bill there would be the fact that the government or these various programs would finance abortion. I'm sure it's there that they're not going to prevent abortion from being financed, but I can't really tell you where it is. Do you have any idea, Melody?
No, I couldn't help on that one.
Maybe somebody out there in the audience could knows where that is and could give us a call. I wouldn't want to venture anything I wasn't certain of.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good start, and I appreciate your help.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, and God bless both of you, and thank you, Stan, for all that you're doing.
Thank you, and I hope you can get your friend, get him to listen to our program, get him to start reading some of the things on our website, and the things that Dr. Dennis Cuddy Reed has written, and he can get those certainly at newswithviews.com, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And then have him start checking the sources of information, okay?
Super. Thank
God
you
bless.
So much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, years ago we used to have there were three or four books, and I'm talking about, almost 50 years ago when I read these things that finally began to open my eyes as what was going on. So, anyway, Melody, what can we do, do you think, to begin to reach people at the present time? One more time, we'll put our telephone number out. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But do you think there's an awakening across America?
I definitely do believe. I think there's different reasons why people are beginning to wake up, and maybe perhaps they don't realize the true depth of everything, but at least they're waking up to knowing that there's something wrong. And I guess that's a start for anything. And it just always amazes me, Dr. Stan. And I never understand why some people see it and others don't. And when you try to talk to and try to explain things, I mean, people have been so brainwashed and conditioned and over the years that it shocks me sometimes when I talk to people and we discuss things that what they say is, you know, things that are almost you can find that you've heard on news programs. And I mean, it's like they just repeat so many of the things that they hear. I don't even think they understand half of the things that they actually repeat and the meaning of it. And I've just never understood why some know and some don't.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, I was trying to think of a book that I read almost 50 years ago, but one of the things that really got to me, and it basically talked about 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. And, of course, at that point, the judges of Israel were corrupt. They were actually Samuel's sons, and Samuel was the prophet. But the people lived free at that time. They did not have a structured government. They lived under God's law, and they were really the only other time in history before America was initially founded where people were really free, where you did not have an all-powerful government. But you said, hey, because the judges were corrupt and people were unhappy, they went to Samuel and they said, we want a king. And Samuel said, you don't want a king. I mean, you don't want somebody to rule over you and control you. And they said, oh, yeah, we want a king. Your sons are corrupt. And so Samuel went to God and said, well, the people want a king. What will I tell them? And God said, and I'll never forget this, and you can find this in Samuel 8, 1 Samuel 8. God said, well, Samuel, it's not because they've turned against you. They've turned against me. So give them a king, but tell them what's going to happen. And of course, basically what's going to happen is that the king is going to take 10% of whatever they have. And the king's going to have their sons and daughters working in his fields and running beside his chariot. And he's going to take them into war. But give them a king and, of course, tell them what's going to happen. But, of course, they will rue the day they ever gave up their freedom. And so then, of course, they chose Saul, and Saul was the king. And what happened? He took them into war. Socialism centralizes power, and that power will be misused. You can never allow people to have power. The secret of America was that the power of the central authority was limited by the chains of the Constitution. That is the secret of America and why we're different than any other, that here we acknowledge freedom comes not from government, but from God. The socialist wants everything to come from government, and a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have, because government has no money. It must be taken from one to give to another, or we've even found a better technique, a way we can give to everybody, and everybody's getting some form of government check, because now we're simply borrowing the money from future generations. And so we don't have to tax the people, and everybody's happy. We don't take from Peter to give to Paul. We give to both Peter and Paul, and we give them Social Security and Medicare and unemployment benefits. But what happens when you run out of money? What happens when the Ponzi scheme ends? And ladies and gentlemen, the Ponzi scheme has ended. Melody, one more time, your telephone number?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And your webpage?
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. And the second one is DGS.com.
And that's Melody Cederstrom, and we appreciate her help and support, and she takes good care of her clients, I can tell you for sure. Well, Melody, you got 3 minutes. We'll let you go, and then we'll let you get to sleep.
Actually, I gave out the wrong new website.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Spectre Haunting America. You want to hear my talk, and these are all DVDs, on the financial Armageddon, and of course, that and then, of course, on the planned police state, which comes with the syllabus, on planned population reduction, and you can get the little pamphlet called the Population Control Agenda with that. And what's really interesting is I hear a lot of people go talking about population control, and I know they've read my little pamphlet because they have information there that I'm the only one who has, but that's fine. The idea is to get things out and get information out. None of us owns any information. We're involved in the spirits of battle, and we've got to get the information out. Now, of course, we do hope you'll... I certainly want to get the DVDs on the Surveillance Society. We have a special. It's called the Concentration Camp Special, and you'll actually, of course, get the film footage when, of course, the Congressman Jack Brooks is asking about the plan to suspend the Constitution and round Americans up and put them in Constitution. The Iran-Contra hearings, you'll actually hear the footage from there. And, of course, as they silence Congressman Brooks saying, Senator Inouye saying, we can't talk about that here. We'll have to do that in closed session. Why? They don't want the American people to know. The Concentration Camp Special, I think, will give you the information that you can get, and you have our permission to copy into this. We have another DVD called America Behind Barbed Wire. We have another DVD called Camp FEMA. And, of course, we just got a new order of those. And today, the last ones we had moved very, very rapidly. Find out if this is really true. We carry a number of the DVDs from Alex Jones. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And just sort of let us know if... what you'd like to get. We hope many of you out there want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you have not made preparations for what I feel are very real problems, and you'd like information on long-term food storage, on a Berkey water filter, on laying in health supplies, our number is 1-800-544-8927. The flu season's coming up, and of course, if you don't have a supply of allobiotic and vitamin D3, I believe you should get it. Allobiotic is oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, and garlic, and a couple of other items, and I ordinarily will take that every 4 hours if I'm coming down with a cold, and so far, I haven't missed a radio program in many years. Vitamin D3, you should be taking that regularly, but you'll want to take increasing amounts of it. With the flu season coming on, if you start to come down with something. And then we have something called immune support. And basically, it's a number of mushrooms that do seem to help to boost the immune system. So that's allobiotic, vitamin D3, and immune support. We, of course, carry prostate support for men in that difficult time of life. As they get past 60 and they begin having problems with the prostate, we have menopause for support for women going through the difficult time of life. And, of course, these are all put together by probably the leading producer of health products in the United States. And we can't tell you who they are, but you go to a health food store and you look at the labels there on the shelves, and then you look at the labels on our products and you'll know who produced them, but we can't name who's producing them for us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Your job is to get the people out there and get them listening to our programs, going to our website, reading our newsletters, watching our videos, and then, of course, try to let them understand what is really going on, because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle. Now, people can say, well, Satan doesn't have any power, God's in total charge, but God is allowing Satan to control today. I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and our job is to bring as many people as we can into the kingdom.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is George Riley. I'm your host for the next 3 hours, and it is 28 October 2010. We're so happy to have you join us here today, straight up top of the hour. We're going to be talking about the news in the first hour, but not the television news, because it's not news. If you're watching it, it is some kind of story they weave for your consumption on a daily basis. It's full of election information, allegedly, but is it really information? Or is it to drive you to make a decision, to make you think that you can